Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In studio is Dr. Ryan Wakeham, a psychiatrist with My Transformations, and we've met Doc before. Some exciting breakthrough protocols for dealing with depression. And my old friend, former Steeler, Merrill Hodge, is in Cincinnati this morning. Merrill, good morning.
Good morning, Larry.
I got to tell you, based on the tweets and all the social media, you keep popping up here lately.
I'm hoping that's a good thing, Larry.
Well, it is, because when you were a rookie, as you remember, and I was telling Dr. Wakeham that when I was young broadcaster, we ended up at a charity event and we talked, and you know, we've actually maintained contact over the years. So. I've watched your career. You were a great player. You gave it everything you got. You're a tremendous speaker. You dealt with this concussion issue head on and brainwashed your book. And last week you were on national news in your suit against Monsanto about Roundup triggering the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma that you dealt with and overcame too. So you have quite a story, my friend.
And all that said, Larry, if I don't have cancer, I'm probably not alive, because it leads them to diagnose an aorta defect I had and led me to open heart surgery. So I'm glad to be alive, and it's even more exciting to be with you, because I've been a fan. Listen, like you mentioned when we first met, I mean, I had no idea about anything in Pittsburgh, but you're one of the first people I met. I've had great respect for you from the day I met you, still to the day. So it's an honor to be a part of your show and to share a lot of things, I think, today that people will really benefit from, especially if they feel like they need it.
So with all that said, Merrill, Dr. Wakeham, how did you two connect because of what you're working on with this breakthrough technology that's giving people hope that maybe didn't have hope before dealing with depression?
Yeah, so, well, go ahead, Merrill.
No, Larry, for me, when I wrote the book, Brainwash, you know, it's really about the honest and true facts about what is really the risk of our kids playing sports. Are they going to get CTE? And there's no scientific evidence that that's going to happen. None. In fact, they're still in an observation state. But what it did lead me to is that we have so many amazing things to help people if they get head trauma. And if you ever wonder where does concussions come from, it's very simple. Everywhere. It can happen in any environment. It doesn't just happen in sports. Well, people started coming to me and asking me about, you know, concussions and how do we get treatment and repair for that. But then mental health became part of the subject, because that is part of the conversation. And I really didn't have answers aside from treatments and therapies for concussions. And that actually led me to doing some research and trying to find out what is out there, but it's not medication. Okay, how can we help people? And I started to find so many incredible things that people don't know about that we need to get their information about. And that led me to Dr. Wakeham and My Transformations. And I'll let him take it from here, because obviously he can speak on it much better than I. But that particular resource just became empowering, that we get that out so that people that need the help, we can give them the proper care.
So, Dr. Wakeham, what is transcranial magnetic stimulation?
Yeah, so transcranial magnetic stimulation, or TMS as it's often referred to, is using electromagnetic energy to either turn up or turn down areas of the brain that we know are out of balance. And just as Merrill mentioned, we ended up connecting based on having a commonality in terms of brain health. Restorative brain health. And you know, when we had our first discussion, we sat down and we were both just intrigued by one another and what we both experienced and what we see as the potential future of mental health and brain health care.
And I know a lot of people, when they think about depression and maybe dealt with a litany of prescription drugs to try to find a balance, a lot of people would be hopeful this is non-invasive.
Correct.
And what kind of results are you getting compared to the results that might people might be able to get using prescription drugs?
Yeah, so specifically to depression, the results are, by the time you've, as I said last time, by the time you've danced your way through four medications and now are considered treatment-resistant depressed, you have a 70% chance of improvement as compared to less than 7% chance on a medication. So this is truly an order of magnitude more effective, and it's non-invasive, as you said. So we don't have the systemic side effects that come with your traditional antidepressants and other medications for similar conditions.
And I would imagine, Merle, that's what attracted you too, because the non-invasive part, no medications, but a chance to maybe reset somebody and put them in a place where maybe they thought they'd never be again.
Well, it was, Larry, because I saw how it happened, you know, with some of the concussion treatment stuff that was happening, and actually specifically to my son. And then I actually had people start reaching out to me, and, you know, you have depression, anxiety, PTSDs. When you think about the military and how we can help them as well, and Doc can talk more on that, but that just became so important to me, Larry, that people had that option. They knew about that, because so many people that I would talk to that were on medication and dealing with it and were open enough to talk about it, which is another area that we really tried to encourage. You know, listen, anytime you have issues with something, really the best thing, if I look at my own history, I'm alive because I asked questions and I went to the doctor early enough. And I've always told guys, and I think guys, they talk about, are more resilient, I mean, are less likely to go to the doctor if something's wrong. And I try to encourage them, listen, if you have something wrong, we'll figure it out. There's a reason we do scans and exams, I mean, annually, okay, to check up and follow up. So trying to get an open dialogue and get people to realize, listen, there's nothing wrong. Oftentimes when these things happen, there's so many great treatments and therapies to help you, but they just don't know about them. And listening to Dr. Wakeham and just doing a lot of research on it, talking to patients, and you almost can hear it in their voice if you don't see it in their face, that the way it changed their life and how it helped them. I get texts all the time, actually, from people in the Pittsburgh area that my path has crossed, that they've come across this, rather their family or a friend has started treatment, and it has completely changed their lives, and it's gotten them off medication, you know. And it really goes the other way, you know. Once you start getting better mentally, you know, your life starts getting better, and your lifestyle, you know, you start building on that, and then it starts going in a real positive manner.
MyTransformations.com is the website, and I want to make sure people also understand, Doc, this is not shock treatment or that kind of thing. If they're worried, again, it's a non-invasive approach, and you've had remarkable results. And I want to talk to you about the potential for helping our military too, which is very sure. close to my heart. Former Pittsburgh Steeler Merrill Hodge in Cincinnati this morning. You're always moving around, but you live out that way, right, Merrill?
Well, actually, I say I live on Delta because I'm never in one place too long.
Well, we appreciate you both being here today. And for those who didn't hear last half hour, let's kind of reset and tell folks what TMS is, Dr. Wakeham.
Sure. So TMS stands for transcranial magnetic stimulation. It's a procedure, non-invasive procedure, where we use electromagnetic energy, much like an MRI. We focus that energy to areas of the brain where we either turn up or turn down those areas to treat different, you know, mental health conditions and just restorative brain health in general.
Yeah, the non-invasive part is very attractive to people and giving people hope that have tried so many other things. And Merle, as an athlete, especially you were always a highly tuned. You never took shortcuts. You really put everything in everything you do. So I know this is attractive to you in a number of different ways because other players and especially you have a soft spot in your heart like I do for our veterans who might be able to benefit with this technology for PTSD, right?
Well, Larry, that's what really gravitated me towards it and wanted me to learn more about it is when you think of non-medication and non-invasive, that means, you know, if it doesn't work, you're not going to have fallout. You know, you're not going to be addicted to something. So it's a no-brainer, especially if you're dealing with some anxiety or depression or you have, PTSD. There's something that we can do to help you because here's what it does is it helps get you moving in the right direction so that now we can help you with your lifestyle and you can get moving in the other direction when you're being drugged down. And so many people just feel like there's no hope unless it's medication. And oftentimes, like Dr. Wakeman has mentioned, that doesn't help you. I've become so passionate about making sure people understand and know we have choices and there's other options out there and they're real powerful options. And I think that's empowering when you know that. It gives people hope. And then once you start giving people hope, boy, then it goes the other way really fast. And lifestyle starts to change and you start to be empowered. And then your entire lifestyle changes based on a treatment that can help you with all the other things that maybe you may be struggling with.
So, Doc, what is the criteria for someone who wants to reach out?
So, for FDA approval, again, this has actually been around since 2008, but it's FDA approved for depression. Essentially, you have to have tried, really 2 to 4 medications, just depending on your insurance. If you have Medicare, it's actually only one medication. And at that point, if you struggle with depression, anxiety, PTSD, any other litany of mental health issues, there's probably a protocol and a treatment option for you.
I'm curious because if this is that good, could it potentially be utilized for just about anybody who could maybe hit the reset button? I don't want to oversimplify it, but, it sounds attractive. If it can put me in a better place and I'm not self-medicating with anything else, alcohol or drugs or the many ways that people try to treat themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. So there's actually a fair bit of evidence and studies out there using this for just cognitive enhancement. So truly just, sharpening the tip of the spear, so to speak, where you don't have to be dysfunctionally depressed or dysfunctionally, triggered with PTSD, where you're truly just trying to improve your life, like Merrill talks about, and get on track both from a mental and physical standpoint.
Merrill, you have been through so much physically, mentally. You're out there with the book Brainwashed about concussions and you've taken a lot of heat for that from many corners. And now last week we saw you on the national news with a suit against Monsanto, thinking that when you worked on the farm using Roundup, that is what triggered. You were, one of those healthy specimens as an athlete, and out of nowhere you get blindsided by non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. What has the reaction been for you on that?
Well, I think people that actually have done their due diligence and they have read scientific literature, which I got to be honest with you, is about 0.01%. You get a lot of uneducated comments and insight. If I made it very simple, in my book, Brainwashed, science is a big part of this discussion. If you haven't read any scientific literature, then you don't know. So don't even say you do know. Unless you've done that, you can't know.
I've heard you say that, and you've stunned some of the interviewers because you just simply ask them, have you read the data? And they say, well, and they start fumbling around, and you say, well, if you didn't read the data, then how can you make your own assessment?
Right. Now, keep in mind, Larry, in the media, this has happened 99.9% of the time. So they're regurgitating some information they have garnered somewhere that they haven't even validated if it's accurate or true. So the science that we talked about, when you talk about CTE, here's what the scientific information tells you, and it's clear, and I can give everybody the information. If you go search for it, you'll find it. It's in an observation state. They have no idea what causes it, and they don't know what it causes, period. End of story. Football doesn't cause it. There is no cause or link. There is no scientific literature of that, period. Now, if you go over to Roundup, there is scientific information and evidence that glyphosate, along with other chemicals like POEA, see, they never talk about, and I'm talking about Roundup Company, they only talk about glyphosate. When you talk about glyphosate and POEA, the combination of chemicals that are in Roundup, scientifically has proven to penetrate the skin and cause cancer. That's scientifically fact. And that is what it does to people. And that's how harmful it is. Yet nothing has been done there. No changes have been made there. And we still have it on the shelves. And people are still using it without understanding the dangers. So those two things are actual facts. But nobody even reads the scientific evidence. People refer to glyphosate. Glyphosate. Well, it's not just glyphosate. Glyphosate is dangerous. Combined with POEA, lethal. And that's a scientific fact. So when you look at the scientific evidence, it speaks for itself. So when people start attacking you, I was asking, where did you get your information? Where did you learn it? What do you know? And oftentimes, nobody's ever read it. So, I mean, then it's like this. It's with mental health. I think people always think it's a pill. You know, there's no hope. There's no help. But there is. There's incredible hope and there's incredible help. You know, I went in and got measured for it and actually tried it, you know, because I wanted to understand it, too. I didn't just want people to tell me. I wanted to understand it. I wanted to see how it worked. And let me tell you this. I wish I would have had it when my career ended, because I went from counseling for a long period of time. I was in depression. I understand anxiety. I understand depression. I've lived it. I've gone through it with no help. Now, to have help, I just think that's empowering that people understand that there's resources. It's not doom and gloom. There's more hope out there. There's more good things going on from brain health and from both aspects of it, injury-wise and emotional-wise, to help people. So the more that we get people empowered with all of the information there that's factual and true, the better off they're going to be with their choices.
Former Steeler Merrill Hodge. Merrill, appreciate your time this morning, and keep up the good fight, and we'll talk again soon. It's Dr. Ryan Wakeham, psychiatrist with My Transformations, mytransformations.com, great resource for dealing with depression. We talked to former Steelers running back Merrill Hodge a few moments ago. He's now joined your team because he's believed this can help so many people. And I know it's touched literally a nerve with a lot of folks. But as a psychiatrist, you know, we talked about this before we went on the air. Everybody's dealing with stress.
Absolutely.
But you say that at some point it reaches a level where it might not be for a combat veteran who's in that kind of stress that can linger for years or a lifetime, like a PTSD. But there is a PTSD for other people who have gone through traumatic events, correct?
Absolutely. And trauma is so vague. Trauma can be a lifetime of chronic stress or situational stress. As we talked about last time I was on, you know, anything in mental health or even brain health really comes down to two hits. You know, there's this two-hit hypothesis, meaning there's some genetic predisposition, which we know is common amongst any brain condition for that matter, not just mental health. And then the second hit being this trauma. And again, vaguely using the word trauma, but that can be chronic stress. That could be one major stressful event. It could be anywhere in between.
Do you notice a spike in people that want to see you after, for instance, this weekend, the tragedies of El Paso and Dayton that seem overwhelming to us, especially here in this region? Since October 27th, we just dealt with this here with the Tree of Life shootings. I mean, people feel overwhelmed.
Absolutely. And it's triggers like those that can... that definitely statistically will increase the likelihood that someone will reach out for help. Unfortunately, that percentage is still very low.
People are reluctant because they're, I think, in a lot of cases, afraid they'll get labeled as, you have mental issues,
right,
which has such a negative stigma.
It does still. It's less than it used to be. What I can tell you is that, you know, our job, our goal is not to label anyone with anything. It's to help someone be the, you know, their better self.
I would imagine that, again, that the people who think, how am I ever, and that's part of the compounding negativity of depression, is how am I ever going to get out of this?
Right.
Nothing seems to be working. This technology does provide real, tangible hope.
Absolutely. So, you know, statistically, if you struggle with depression and you start a medication like a Prozac, your chances of improvement on that are 27%. So I jokingly or tongue-in-cheek will talk about how, as a psychiatrist, our job is to try to fail less, because, you know, even on best case scenario up until this point, we were 1 in 4 at best. With TMS, although again not new to the general public, been out and approved for depression since 2008.
Yeah, why haven't we heard about this till recently?
A number of different reasons, but what we do know is statistically this is 10 times more effective than medication. So for me as a psychiatrist and as a provider, this has been the most purposeful and fulfilling thing I can do, because I'm no longer just trying to fail less. I'm actually succeeding more. And that's a whole different paradigm than what I was trained under.
Dr. Ryan Wakeham, psychiatrist, mytransformations.com. Appreciate you coming in, Doc, this morning. If we help one person, then it's worth it, right?
100% agree.
Somebody out there gets through this and they're the one, then we've done something good today.
And we'll help more than one, and I'm confident of that.
I am too. Thanks, Doc.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.